I think I'm bleeding from my nose.
It does look like you might be bleeding from under your nose.
I think I'm bleeding from my nose, you guys. Is that my brain coming out of my brain?
Yeah. Your brain coming out of your brain?
Yes, my brain coming out of my brain, Moose. I don't know. I think I'm... Guys, am I dying?
I don't know. Have you ever tried to blow up a water balloon?
No.
No.
No, I hate it. I can't blow up balloons. They scare me.
It's not easy.
I didn't like that. It's because I thought it was going to pop.
Is your nose okay?
Yes, it's fine. No, it's... So I think it's because I was shaving my face the other day, and I...
Is this how you shave your face? Just really fast?
Shaving your face?
until the white pee comes out.
You just clipped out so that your voice disappeared because you were so loud.
Oh. I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. My face is fine. You guys, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Rance.
Hi. I'm Bob.
I'm Moose.
This is the Quarantine Book Club. Hey, Moose. Welcome.
Hey. Thank you.
What are you drinking?
This is seltzer.
I got the. Yep. It always hides itself for some reason. Here, let me put it against
my chest. I think you have to put it against your chest. I think it's just become like an easy beer to drink without thinking about it.
It's also one diet. Doesn't taste like trash. Stop picking it.
I'm not picking at it. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't. I'm just afraid the world's going to think I got boogers in my nose.
The world already thinks that.
They do. Hello, Mick Arcade. How's it going, my friend? Moose, thanks for joining us, man.
Man.
Glad to be here.
I thought you said blessed. I thought you were like, I'm blessed to be here.
I'm blessed to be here.
I'm so blessed. Why are you mad, Mick Arcade? Why are you mad? As Bob Design blows up
looks like a condom.
I really want to blow it up till it pops and snaps right in my face so that I regret it. Regret everything.
It looks like your friends are dead. Is that true or is that false?
I can't wait to tell my friends that I'm dead. I'm dead.
How was your guys' week?
Friends, they're dead.
It was not restful. It was not restful. I meant to take rest after this weekend's splatathon. It was not restful.
I didn't rest either.
I would say Mick says he's got a bunch of bullshit that we don't need ranting on your parade. And Mick, I agree with you. Don't rant. Don't bring me down. fuck whatever your problems are right now, dude. Because I got my own.
Oh, okay? Jesus.
Damn.
All right.
Mick, you are allowed to yell at him later.
It's fine. Yeah. Yell at me after the episode, like in about 3 days. Like, give me about 3 more days and then you can yell at
You're allowed to yell at him, Mick. Mick, I hope everything goes better, my friend. I hope it goes better. I get that. I get that shit, though. Oh,
I'm
God.
Sorry, bro. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, my dude.
The cat.
Oh, hey there. Rance has a cat on him.
I do.
So if you watched this weekend splatathon and saw us covering each other with fake blood and answering really bad trivia questions, you might have noticed that there was a moose there. that moose was portrayed by our friend Matt Moose. Down here.
Matt Moose
the wolf. So, he's the only human being I know that is two badass animals in one.
That's right.
And also has been the moose with us at Evil Dead for the past 5 years, right?
Since the start.
I think the three of us are, with the exception of Mikey, are the only ones who have been there the whole time, right?
Lithia.
Well, Lithia, you know what? It's just our dumb sister, whatever. If she's in the chat, she's just our dumb sister.
I heard that somebody told her that she deserves a raise.
A friend of ours from Ireland said that she deserves a raise. You know what? I'm going to have to question that because I don't think Lithia really deserves a raise. Right? There is a glass ceiling in this country, after all, and I'm here to embrace it and ensure that it stays that way. Actually, if you guys know me well enough, you know that that's not actually the truth. Gabe Mankayo.
That's an absolute lie.
Gabe Mankayo.
Absolute lie.
Hello. Mick Arcade said the moose brought the good times.
No, the moose did.
Yeah,
the moose was
always
fun.
The comic relief. You know,
it was a blast. Give me a second. I'm just looking for a pin to pop this balloon.
Don't. If you pop it during this. No. Here's what's gonna happen. Listen to me for a second. Let me talk.
Yeah.
Let me.
I'm hoping it sets off my anxiety and I start crying.
Well, that too. But also one of the kids is gonna freak out and interrupt the stream. You're gonna get a kid. Nothing. You're gonna get a kid that's gonna go. Oh my god! Hey, OJ,
what's going on?
OJ, what's up?
OJ, this OJ. Podcast has stopped becoming a podcast where we talk about things and we just say hi to people.
I don't give a fuck.
No, that's it. I love it. It's so much better than anything we could actually have to say.
So what did we read this week, you guys?
I need to read the text message. So it took us a few days to get this together. I need to read the text message that Moose sent to me, which was, so next week we'll do, this is what I said to him, next week we'll do the episode for Friday the 13th. Rance didn't finish the book yet and is loaded with a bunch of other work today. So we will talk about that puke next Monday if you're down to be on the podcast. Yep. Sounds good to me. I listened to that trash on Friday.
Then I listened to it again today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, why would you torture yourself?
You double bagged it, man.
Dipped that.
You did. You DP'd this terrible book.
Oh my god, Game on Kaya with the white pee. Sorry.
OJ, doing good, man. We're doing good. We're jumping in our October material, and we read Friday the 13th, Mother's Day, a novel written by, and y'all need to see when I say this, a novel written by Eric Morse.
Oh, Eric Morse.
Or Dan Fox. Or William Pattinson. But fucking nobody knows. Have you found out?
Who cares? I don't know.
Oh, so there's drama around this book.
Okay. Before we talk about that, I need to say the format that I gave to everybody, which I was by the 80s slasher librarian, who is a YouTuber who takes discontinued books and reads them in an audiobook format. So I don't want to really talk about his reading. He's a guy just out there putting out content. He's got like an affectation from like a certain area. You know what I mean? Like he's got like an accent.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
A different, like an American accent.
Are you saying that makes him a shitty reader?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're saying, Bob? Are you saying it makes him a shitty reader? Because that's what I heard, Matt. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it's vague, you know.
That make it...
No, I'm not saying vague. I'm saying that I appreciate him putting this work out there that, first of all, is hours of work.
And 3.5 hours.
Yeah, and that is content that you can't find without spending hundreds of dollars.
Agreed.
So, and the author was on board with it because he has a real quick intro from this author.
And we're going to look at that intro. Oh, don't you worry. We're going to look at that intro because that shit is going to take up about 40 minutes because I got some shit to say.
He lives in a serial killer's house.
Yes. I'm only busting your balls about talking shit about him because I know you and I have talked about this, the 80s slash librarian. Like he is, and not to mention that he's literally sitting there reading books and you hear him turn the pages, which actually I really like. He's doing a good job to try to Dirk Mags it up without Dirk Magsing it up.
A lot
it's
better.
It's way
Dirk
better
Mags.
Than Dirk Mags.
Yeah, he's adding sound effects in like appropriate times, but not over the top to the point where it's like just in your face. It's ambiance and you just, oh, you know how to say that word? Is it ambiance?
Ambiance.
Ambiance.
My name is God fucking whatever that guy's name is. My name's
Animal Mother.
Animal, yeah. I like that between the chapters he has the,
yeah,
yeah,
uh-huh.
And like the phone ringing, but that's like the only time he does it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I don't need to have sounds. I don't need to have my ears fucked by sounds in a book. Like, yeah. So our intent here is not at all. Dump on the guy reading, but a lot it's he's a volunteer reader. This is part of his passion is to take these out of print books and up. So there's going to be no hate whatsoever for the 80s slash librarian.
Honestly,
he does a great job.
And after a little while of like listening to it, I got used to his affectation, which is just, it's not like what you would listen to with a traditional narrator.
Right.
And that's totally cool. I mean, also this guy's got way more followers than I could even hope to imagine having.
Yeah.
So like Who the fuck am I to judge
also,
anybody?
He's got a sick ass video intro.
Yeah.
The video intro is sick as shit, dude.
Uh-huh. Yep. He's even got like a version of himself that is like his character with
paper,
just,
like,
yeah, like cut up different pictures that are all pasted together that I think might all be him, just different pictures.
Fall asleep, Moose?
No, I'm here. I'm
okay.
Good. I was just looking at my phone.
I saw.
I'm just, yo, hi, I'm Moose. Check me out. I'm just, hey, what's this? I want a Zoom meeting. It's like me every day at work.
That's me.
Okay.
You put it down here.
Yep. You put your phone right in front of your computer and like on the bottom of the laptop.
Can you guys tell that I'm Zooming, that I'm texting right now?
I can, but only because it's
you know, only because yeah, you
like,
do it.
Like right now I'm texting and not.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell. I'm very proud of your abilities.
Dude, I've been working on this for about 6 months now.
So I have a few things that I want to mention about this. Jump into, but I really want to embrace the fact that, you know,
yeah,
we can watch.
Okay,
but right. Have you guys, before we even talk about the book, have you guys heard anything about the weird authorial that went on?
No.
So
no, I didn't do a lot of research this time. I just read the book and thought that was enough research. So found it.
I'm going to play this video.
Okay.
I'm going to play this video. So I'm going to switch out here to,
should I be watching it on Twitch?
Yeah, that's fine.
Watch okay. It'll take, I'll be behind by about 10 seconds.
That's all then. Good. That's all good. So I'm going to play this. Guys, first and foremost in the chat, this is Eric Morse. This is our wonderful author. Okay, now I just need you, as Eric Morse begins speaking, I just need you to focus on the whole thing.
Gordon Scares, everybody. This is William Pattison, known to Friday the 13th fans as Eric Morse, and you are listening to 80s Slasher Librarians narration of my novel, Friday the 13th, Mother's Day. So, enjoy. No.
Can we go back in time really quick?
Did he say garden party at some point, like right at the beginning?
Garden party? No, I think he's
like,
hello.
This is my hello. Welcome
garbage?
To my garden party.
Welcome to my garden party. No, he said, I got to find it. It's
Friday the 13th, Mother's Day. So, enjoy. No.
Friday.
Okay, wait, guys, really quick. I'm sorry, it's taking me forever. I'm not very good. Guys, okay. So, a message from author William Pattinson, known to Friday the 13th fans as Eric Morse. We're going to get back to that in a minute. Before you get
Look,
that.
I consider myself a Friday the 13th fan. I've never heard of Eric Morse or William Pattinson.
What's in this house, guys? Guys, what the fuck is with this guy? This guy looks like he lives in a hoarder's house.
Yeah, can you go back and pause it on like him, like his home? And I know this is terrible. Like we're
Gordon
probably
scares
be, like,
everybody.
Judging some dude by his
this
home.
Is William Pattinson.
I am. Oh, I'm fucking judging him by his home. Look, I got it the closest I can with like his arm up. What the fuck is that? A cheeseburger? Like a big fake cheeseburger here? What is this, you guys?
I don't know. I mean, he's got a great Jason mask. I'll say that.
You yeah,
it is definitely a giant cheeseburger in the background.
And trash bags are clearly like covering up the window up here. Would you agree or disagree? I can't.
I feel. But also, if you notice on the left hand. Oh no! Wait. Never mind. I was going to say on the right hand side of the screen. I thought I was looking at some like sound foam. I'm not. It's clearly broken blinds.
And that is how you can tell that someone sucks. Broken blinds. Agree or disagree?
Depends
I mean,
on if they have
cat.
Cats. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. If they have cats, it might be a different story. But like as an adult living by yourself in a house, if your blinds are busted ass, then
something's up.
You're not taking care of your home.
Moose, what do you notice here? Is there anything that you notice here? Because I've done a little bit of research. I've spent about 25 collective minutes of my life looking at what's
just looking at this video.
Yes,
here.
That's what we call research.
25 minutes of my life.
I mean, it looks like the basement of some shithole house with mold and, you know, poorly put up drywall. And I mean, the dude looks like he's Hodor's uncle. And when I saw this, I was like, oh my God, what is this shit?
Like, man, you're right. He does. You see? Okay, you guys, see the cigarette stains on the wall?
Right, oh my God! What's with the ceiling behind?
Right,
him?
It's like giant peeling apart. If you can't see this, if you're listening to this, this guy's house, it looks like the diaper hoarder basement on Hoarders. Like where the person was like, I'm just gonna piss in a fucking bottle.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Yeah,
person.
And like they pile up the bottles and like the diapers next to the toilet, and the toilet has no water in it.
Oh, like, man. And the worst part is, like, I think I feel kind of guilty about talking about this.
Nope,
like this
I don't. Because, I don't.
Okay, is he a terrible person?
No, because you have to have the understanding of, like, what you're putting out in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, can you got a mostly white wall right here. Can you turn it just a little bit so I don't see piles of bullshit?
But that's the thing with that sickness, and I'm going to start, like, talking like I'm a effing therapist just because I've had one fucking therapy appointment. Like, you don't realize it, and you don't know it, and it is an illness. And this guy looks like he's not, like, he's a few like Friday the 13th short of a series, honestly.
He's a few bags short of a shopping center.
He's a few counselors short of a murder spree.
Like, I don't want to make fun of the dude either, but like, I got to.
Yeah.
Like, like, I got some dumb shit in my background, right? Yeah. But it's organized in a specific way. That's
so
fine.
Do I.
Same here. I mean,
there is
a small portion of my basement.
your basement is just covered with look at shit that makes, like, me look fucking
right.
Cool.
Like, it is a man cave basement. For if that term is still used, it's a joy cave basement.
There we go. There we go.
I see here in this picture, this guy's got a big plastic burger.
I know some other people who have burgers.
I do too. I got these burgers. I've got a pile of hats right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A pile of hats next to the plastic. An old red binder. This looks like you ever seen one of those toys that, like, the water toys that you shoot the hoops with?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what this fucking is right here. You can't really see it on the video, but it's like a fucking toy you shoot the water hoops with.
Where at the top?
No, down here.
Oh, okay. Got it.
No,
it's fine. You don't have to. I'm not that
right
interested
there,
in what's,
right
what
there.
Trash is in this guy's basement.
This right here, right? And, like, look at the weird wetness. But here's the thing, is that the book literally feels like it's written by this guy. Like, if this fucking guy wrote a book... It's this book. Like, there is nothing about this book that doesn't scream, I'm a weird old dude, lives in a shit-smelly basement that smells like cigarettes and farts. This is my book. Like, this book is weird teenage sexual desire mixed with some blood and guts and bad motivations.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, though, dude. The one thing that I have to say about this book is that it's a fucking, without, like, actually having Jason in it, it's a fucking Friday the 13th movie, man. Like, I can't take this book and say Friday the 13th Part 5, which also does not have Jason in it, and look at the motivations of these characters as though they're super fucking deep, but they're also no different than the fucking movies. Like, they're bad.
Yeah.
Because most of those movies are fucking trash. I love them, but they're fucking trash. And the people in them are trash, and they have trash motivations. So, like, I got exactly what I wanted out of this book, which was a bad Friday the 13th book, just without Jason.
I can see that. Moose, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to it, and I just it was like, okay, the first thing that caught my mind is, you know, the terrible writing. Felt like that, you know, the guy was trying to emulate Stephen King. The first thing I noticed was this mother sounds like, you know, we're reading Carrie for a while. And, you know, later on it turns into, okay, now we're into Psycho. Okay, because we're talking to, you know, dead bodies propped up in the living room. And
that is true. Yeah.
And then we got to, you know, closer to the end, it was more, okay, now we have the talking head, so I'm feeling Evil Dead, you know, Linda's head running around. And then we briefly got, well, this may be a Jason type thing, you know, with the mask now, but it was just hot garbage all the way around.
it was also like a weird proto Jason Goes to Hell.
Yes.
Yeah, like the concept of Jason, like the soul can be put into other people.
When was Jason Goes to Hell released?
I can look it up, but I don't know.
Could you? Because this book came out in 94.
I was going to say probably around 96, 98.
This book? I thought this book was 80s.
No, it was honestly. 90s. Yeah.
Jason Goes to Hell is 93.
Okay.
And this one is Friday. Let me give me a second.
Because that one makes it, because there's even the moment where he, where, and we talk about characters.
94.
Yeah. So I feel like this was, there was the moment. I don't know if you guys remember this, or you do, because you're actually better horror fans than I am. No problem, OJ. No problem. OJ's lurking. Is where Travers, the hunter, who is our antagonist, he becomes possessed by
the spirit.
A spirit
possessed by Jason's mom.
Yes. To get revenge, right?
Yeah.
To continue getting revenge on children. He finds, so he's possessed by this presence of Jason's mother, who makes him like dig into the rainy earth to find the hockey mask. And he brings it out of the ground, and there's nothing but worms curling up on the inside of it. And it reminded me of the poster of Jason Goes to Hell. Do you remember the poster?
No, I've just looked at it. It's got the weird like trill
booking worm coming out of it. Right. Yeah. Okay. So I don't remember Jason Goes to Hell. So can you guys, do you guys remember it?
In Jason Goes to Hell, basically there's the spirit of Jason Voorhees, and he's jumping between different bodies. And it's a weird movie because the main character in it, one of the main characters in it, was one of the actors from Friday the 13th, the series, but he's not the same character. And these two things were at the same time. So I remember as a kid being confused by it because I actually really liked Friday the 13th, the series, even though it was not great. Eventually, like, you find out that, like, there's a dagger that can permanently kill Jason.
Yes. It's the dagger of Mortis. Didn't you know that? The dagger of Mortis can kill him.
Is that a real thing?
No, that's the dagger of Mortis was from Star Wars.
Yeah, and you find out that, like, there's...
Fucking idiot.
Jason is kind of like... I don't know. He's... The coroner eats Jason's heart to possess him. Like, to allow himself to be possessed. It's really confusing. It's not well written. Doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just hot trash.
Would you say that the possession idea is developed in that story?
Maybe, yeah. Like, I think so.
So that's why this one is
possession. That's why this is like, yes.
Well, did you guys notice, too, that there's a lot of references in this Jason being in hell book? Like, there's a lot of talk at the beginning where they're like, Jason's now in hell now that he's dead. Like, hell's a real place.
Yep. Uh-huh. It is, because Freddy Krueger dragged his hockey mask to hell. Like, a year before this.
So I'm wondering if maybe this is like a marketing right beside Jason Goes to Hell,
possibly. I didn't research it enough. All I know is there's some hot kids doing hot kids stuff, like we want in a Friday the 13th.
Talk about those in-depth characters in just a few minutes, you guys.
Man, and there's people getting killed.
Do we know if this guy was part of the Jason series, or is this just like really bad fan fiction that the
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. So I don't. All I know though is that this this publishing company is defunct, right? Mm-hmm. William Pattinson, that guy who lives in the diaper basement.
In the basement, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Eric Morse.
Okay.
But there have been disputations by someone named, I believe his name is Dave Fox, saying, nope, I'm Eric Morse. So if you go online, you find that there is this back and forth disputation, and that the 80s slasher librarian was apparently the guy who came out and said, actually, William Pattinson is Eric Morse. Confirmed only by Eric Morse's own website with pictures of him on it, on which he says, 80s slash librarian has said that William Pattinson, myself, was the writer of this series. So it's just a big circle of bullshit, and I don't know where it starts or ends. Wow. Who the fuck is Dave? And this was like 2018. Like, this was recent.
Also, who wants to claim this fucking pile of dog shit?
So there is like, some drama.
No, it was that guy. It was his fucking fault.
So like, yeah, so like we've got this dude who clearly is a host unto himself. He is a deeply responsible person if we look at his home.
He's on a list somewhere.
He is on so many lists. Eric Morse, if you're out there, I would fight you too. I would fight this guy, guys. I'm saying this is another person I would fight.
With an author. You just want another author to fight.
I specifically want an author I'm going to win against. And I have a feeling, I don't know though. There's some pictures of him on his own personal site of him like ups and stuff like that. Like that. Oh, like check out my muscles. Yeah, dude. Oh yeah. No, have you?
Does he have the best bingo wings too?
Like, yeah. So I don't know. Like this guy, he's a fucking roller coaster. Like I want to know more about him.
He's a fun romp and a stomp.
I would call this guy the best thing that's happened to the quarantine book club since it started. I'm obsessed with this fucking guy.
So we're gonna have to check out some more about him, like see some of his other books and stuff.
Yeah, I think so because I hate him.
Okay.
I hate him, right. But I also. Why would you record this video? Who would want to claim your shit? But why would you also say that there's a YouTuber who just reads your shit that is now the authority on your existence and you clarify the fuck up, sneezes. And you try to then go on your own site to make it like the basis of the research. Like he has said of me, I am the writer. Like you fucking wrote it, right?
Dude, all I know is there are several of these, like and the entire series. Is written by Eric Morse. So there are multiple books that this guy has written.
Eric Morse.
You know, pissed out onto a couple of pages. And like, if you're looking for them, the Mother's Day, the used versions are $100 and the one new version on Amazon is $130. So like, how is this dude not getting, why doesn't he just like get, he's got to have copies of his own book around somewhere that he can just fucking sell on the black market.
He might. Hey, Eggs Assault Queens. What's up, Kate? Do you think this guy sells all of his personal belongings on eBay, though?
No, because nobody will fucking buy them.
Like, I mean, when I was in my early 20s, I had a friend of mine, rest in peace, who was killed in Fallujah in 2004. Mm-hmm. His family owned a Chinese, uh-huh. And the Chinese food restaurant did a lot of business takeout, didn't do a lot of business in, and one of his cousins was like discovering eBay and would literally just dump a bunch of shit that he would rebuy and resell on eBay in the front of the restaurant. So you'd walk in and they're like fucking computer parts everywhere and you're like, try to move them. And Dale's like, bro, you can't move that shit. And you're like, why, Dale? And he's like, because my fucking cousin's trying to resell that shit on eBay. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get some hoisin sauce up in this bitch. And so this guy, do you think he resells all this shit behind him?
Oh man, he's on eBay. Sell that burger.
This mask.
He's a hoarder. Nothing's leaving that basement.
Nothing. It's all very important to him. He's like, the spider. Oh, da, 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 da. He puts a breath of his face.
Dude, that mask is about the most quality thing in his whole basement. But it's not dirty Friday because it's been like
is Eric Morris
weathered. That's and just
you are listening
basement.
To
that was a brand new mask.
Slasher like librarians.
It's mold
narration of
just wait
my
wait
novel.
For
I'm waiting.
Friday the 13th, Mother's Day.
Watching.
So
wait, here
enjoy.
It goes. My favorite part.
No, 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 no.
Friday.
No, 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 no.
Why is he saying
I don't
no?
Know.
Is the mask is going to go on his face? He's going to get possessed like in his book? Because he's the only person that remembers the plot of his own book. I sure don't.
Okay, so
that's actually not true. I remember a lot of it, and I'm sad to say that.
Wolf, I actually do too. Wolf mentioned, and Bob, I think you're right about the fact that like this is exactly what you said. Friday the 13th, even though Jason isn't in it, the idea of Jason in it is in it. Yeah. So it's sort of in a way I thought plays really well with like the mythology of Jason in our heads, because Jason as we know him doesn't show up until Friday the 13th part 3.
Yeah, yeah. And he's in 2, but not but yeah, he doesn't right. have the hockey mask until 3.
Right. And so like this is like actually a cool way to, for me anyway, as I was listening, wait. Okay, this doesn't have to be Jason in the hockey mask.
It doesn't has to be at all.
It doesn't have to be.
I also have to say I'm going to say a really sad thing right now.
Sad and a bad.
I'm going to say a bad sad.
QBC world, he's saying a bad and a sad.
Uncle Baba is going to keep listening to these books. I got to know not I don't want to know anything more really than is Jason ever going to be in them? Or was this a thing that was specifically mandated because of the movies at the time that Jason is dead and you have to go with the possession angle forever? And like, how far into the series does he get where it's still just possessed people wearing his dumb mask? Is the mask going to end up like in China and we're having like a Chinese like slasher flick? Like, you know, I want to know more. I'm curious about what amazing world Eric Morse has built.
Well, I can almost guarantee you it's going to be shit. Mm-hmm. just telling you now.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. No, actually, I got to be honest with you. Like, it starts. So the book start. It takes place after I believe it is after 3,
mm-hmm.
right? That's when the book takes place, is after.
No, this one takes place like now. I think that's what they're saying. Not now, but I think it took place in the 90s. In its
right,
like after Jason goes to hell.
Oh, okay.
which is like part 9.
So Jason is a legend by this point, and which they play upon in the book. Like they all go to Crystal Lake to hang out. Hot plot. What do you think it is? Camping trip to Crystal Lake.
Since Matt read the book today again.
Yeah,
so, Matt, you want to talk about the plot?
Yeah, I want you to tell us about the plot, bro. I want to hear what you have to say about it. I mean, tell us. Come on, give me some hot takes on this plot.
California Faded, right. That dude's mask does have a nose. What's up, all buddy? Right,
so basically, it was this teenager guy tricks this girl into getting on a camping trip, has to lie to her mom to get her to go.
Classic.
Yep,
that's you how know. You get... That's
kind
how you
of
get...
douchebag, you know. Yeah.
My name's Billy Boone.
And Boone. I love the emphasis on his last name, Sexton. They had to, you know.
Oh,
Sexton.
Paul.
Multiple
Paul
times, Sexton. Yes. You know what he's into. So, yeah, they, you know, all gather up together.
Dude, is he into respect the ladies?
Yeah. He brings along his roommate, I think it was, or the guy
who's
bunking with him.
Roommate. His
who is clearly not into the ladies.
He is totally based off Eric Morse, I'm sure. You know, the guy in the basement.
No, he's way into ladies, bro.
He
tries to like he's
tries
like
hit on
oh
the
my
French
God,
girl.
He has a dream, and he's like, "This girl's gonna be with me." And then, oh well, guess what? Nope, sorry.
That's Albert, right?
Yes, Albert. Who is basically just Shelley.
Yeah, he's also
exactly
the first thing he asks. It's very he's like, "Oh, Carly." Carly's the main character. He's like, "Oh, Carly." You like Jurassic Park? And of course, Paul is like, shut up, dude. That's for nerds.
I agree with fucking Paul, though. Jurassic Park, that's just for nerds.
Anyway, as you were saying, Wolf.
Fucking kick you in the balls. Pull your pants up, wet fucking nerd.
So they, anyway, they get to the lake, and then they realize we don't have anything to drink except for beer, which neither Carly or Albert or whatever wanted to partake in. And I think the best part was probably his dream in which, you know, the flesh-eating worms chews off his legs.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, chaos ensues. The hunter is running around shooting people, killing people.
In the face with his shotgun.
Yeah, no, if you ever thought
that Jason, his face.
If you ever thought that Jason was just too much of a fucking wimp with a machete, this guy's like, guess what? Shotgun in the face. Jason ain't got nothing on me.
My name's Jeff Travers or whatever it is. I'm possessed by Jason. I'm going to fucking shoot you in the face.
I mean, other than Billy, I think everybody's name was probably Paul in the book. Like, yeah. Every male name in this book is just Paul. And Albert. Paul.
Fat Albert. And
yes, and well, we're going to talk about that soon too. Don't you worry. I have gone in depth. I've pulled out my teaching skills.
Oh boy. So let's see what's happened next. Okay. Albert, you know, his main concern, the only thing he wanted to do was make sure he was able to call his mom on Mother's Day.
Guys, I got to call my mom on Mother's Day. How am I going to do that from the Camp Crystal Lake?
I have to walk all the way to this gas station to call my mother. And then the phone doesn't work.
And I like
I'll just break into this guy's house.
But what I like too is that when he does that, he's like, I gotta go call my mom. And Paul is like, I'm just gonna go for a fucking run, you dork. And it's like just running away. like here's some fucking nerd needs to call his mom. I'm gonna pump my legs up and go for a run.
Who wants to fucking run with Paul? Like, that's literally it. He's like, I'm going to drop down and do push-ups. He scared everybody because they thought he tripped. But all he did was do that face-first fall into push-ups because he's such a fucking fitness
tryhard. He's a real Scotty, actually.
God, I fucking hate him. I hate him. I hate all of them.
Well, but actually. Aren't you supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like reading this in 2020, actually a lot more fun. I sort of fell to those places where Eric Morse, a.k.a. William Pattinson, a.k.a. Dax Valiant or whatever his fucking other fake name is, was like, up, check off all the little things, like, smokes weed, gonna die. Gotta fuck, gonna die. Meditates, gonna die.
Oh, can we talk about the fucking, the hippie couple?
Kyle and Suzanne?
Yeah, who just are super unimportant to the story and are fodder. They're murder fodder. Oh man, so good to just be like, woof. I mean, at least like Gabrielle or Melinda.
Monique, get it fucking right.
Yeah. Okay, at least Monique kind of has like some agency in the story, even though she sucks and is like the spoiled girl. Sorry, Moose, I nailed right over your summary of the book.
No, you're fine. I mean, you know, there's nothing to really speak about. It's
just a bunch of people die.
You know, it's the you're actually rooting that they die. It's like, okay, who's gonna go next?
I mean, I love the fact that there's this sequence where they're like, I can see the one thing I can say about this is I can see it in my head. And I don't know if it's Eric Morse,
William Pattinson, Davius Fox.
I don't know if it's his writing ability or if it is the fact that I've watched so many of these movies, they're so tropey.
Let's give him absolutely no credit.
I see. Okay, so when they're running around, when fucking Paul is running around the lake, I am seeing the map from Friday the 13th video game in my head.
I am too, I'm seeing the little dots, and I'm like, do you remember in the game though? You remember one of the counselors is named Paul.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And Paul was the black guy counselor. That's what I remember because of course back in the late 80s, early like 89, that was the only way you differentiated people was to be like, this is the character who is not white. This is the character with black hair. So like I feel bad saying that, but it's true. And he sucked in the game. Like he sucked. He was slow and he wore orange and you didn't fucking like him because he sucked. And I thought to myself, I was like, is this like them apologizing for how bad they did Paul's game?
No, I mean, because they just sucked anyway.
Make this guy do push-ups and
oh,
shit.
Oh, gotcha. Be really buff.
I'm going to fucking do fake fall and do push-ups.
But I can see Boone climbing into the... first of all, climbing into the fucking trees to hang giant speakers. Like and he's in shorts. I can just see the fucking shorts that he's wearing. Yep. And the
like jean
the
shorts, little, jean shorts with the hanging downs.
I saw jogging shorts with a little slice up the side a little bit.
Oh, you know, gotcha.
Because this was 90s, so it may have been jean shorts. I was thinking 80s when I was reading it. But they talk about how he's covered in sap, and I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking climbing up in trees just to put some speakers up there. That sound will travel just as far for my idiot friend sitting on the dock.
Hold on, I gotta put the also. Did anybody think about running fucking audio cable up into a goddamn tree?
That fucking sucks.
It sucks ass. You got to have somebody down there at least slinging it to you. Like, what's going on? Unless he fucking plugs it into this. And this ain't bullshit now where it's like, here's an 1/8-inch cable. There you go. Or like fucking Bluetooth. This is like the two things you got to twist the fuck in there. The red this dumb fuck is going to be getting his black and red all mixed up. He's going to blow out these fucking speakers. We're going to get half the sound from one and a bunch of bullshit from the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sorry.
Nope. Total,
I'm feeling a lot of passion about this.
Total wave noise cancellation. We're screwed. Yep. We're screwed. You get nothing. You're going to get the worst sound quality you've ever got. Boone, way to go. We're all mad at you. You ruined the whole weekend.
Boone to me is just Bender. Just Bender without a character arc.
Yeah. Yeah. And nicer, but he's nicer than Bender. Like, cause he wants to have fun and he's not mean about it. Like, yes, he messes with a girl and is like Christy.
Carly.
Okay. No, sorry. Christy's in the video game.
Yes. Christy is in the video game. You're right.
He messes with Carly and he's like, "Hey, guess what? I'm fucking Jason." Yeah, you know, but like, he's not a bad dude.
No.
Except for the fact that I mean, well, all these dudes are bad dudes because all they care about is getting laid. Yep. And like, I'm gonna drive you out to Camp Crystal Lake so that you got nowhere to go. It's the implications.
And then you want to touch her leg in the car. And
You can
shift me in the drive or whatever the dumb last line
also,
was.
Also, like, what is the deal? It starts out and she's like, "I'm fucking into Boone. We're dating." And then all of a sudden it's like, a page later, it's like,
"I got to fuck Paul."
Yeah, it's like, but Boone is into Monique. And she, so, like, do they practice kissing with each other? And that's, like, what their whole friendship is or what?
I was really confused. By a guy named Think would ride like a bicycle.
He's
riding like a little tiny
like
rocket.
A Kawasaki or
yeah,
something.
Like a zing 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 as opposed to a like he's in leather, right? And he's in fucking the band called the Rotting Corpses. This motherfucker rides a hog, and here he zing 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 zing. Zing
oh, like he rides hog all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we know exactly what happened. All these fucking people basically become blood. Mm-hmm. With the exception of the final girl, right?
Yeah.
Guys sort of, like, didn't really final girl anything.
No, she didn't. pretty sure Boone did 90% of the killing. And she just sort of went like, I forget. Did she stab him? Matt, how did she kill him at the end?
Well, she stabbed him also. I mean, was it Boone or one of them, you know, stabbed him like 600 times or whatever it was. And he just came back to life.
Oh, the mask.
Then they got to destroy the mask, right?
And it took the mask off. And then, now he's dead because you need the mask.
And then she tied that mask to a rock.
Yeah, threw it in the water.
I can't wait to read.
The mask comes back.
Jason's Curse. Book two.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, yeah.
God. Mm-hmm. Can I really quick share something I made, guys?
Please do.
Yes.
I really wanted to make sure that we can keep all these characters in our mind. So I made a character, like I made a PowerPoint that we can use to go through and remind ourselves who these characters are.
Okay, I'm excited. Are we watching, again, here or on Twitch?
On Twitch.
Okay.
On Twitch.
So I would like to present to you, you'll have to keep in mind that it doesn't look very good right here. It's people to remember, a quick primer of the in-depth characters in Friday the 13th, Mother's Day. I feel like you guys could forget these characters. So you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm gonna actually have a little bit of a test, because what I've written down here is 100% right, and what you guys are gonna say, it's got to be right.
Okay.
If right. when Billy Boone comes to mind,
yes.
What are those traits of Billy Boone's that you remember?
Matt, do you want to go first?
No, you go. I'm trying to think.
He's a badass.
He's a fucking badass.
He loves to party. He likes to play jokes. He played a joke on the high school. It was so good that nobody even knew that he had his own mini prom in the gym.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
He's the bad boy.
So bad boy. Moose, what about you? What do you think? What comes to Billy Boone? I'm going to give you the things you got to remember about.
Total mullet.
Do you mean mullet as in his hairstyle or the way he acts? It's a mullet.
It's a combination. You know, he's got to have a mullet. And that's the first thing that came to mind. Like, okay, this guy is just like total greaseball type thing.
He's fucking Todd from Beavis and Butthead.
He is. Exactly.
I love the one part when they meet him. So I'm gonna show you guys this. This is what's important to him. He drives motorcycles. He plays in the Rotting Corpses, you guys.
Right.
He likes pizza and jockey shorts. And he is the curator of what he calls the Bash of the Century. But that's the fucking Bash of the Century, dude. Here, I gotta move you guys really quick because
he's got some high fucking standard, or I should say some low standards and high hopes for what everybody's gonna think of this weekend.
He does. He absolutely does.
Also, if I think of the Bash of the Century, it's gonna last more like a week instead of just 2 days.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, I don't.
And I mean, I'm with Albert. I'm fucking feeling guilty about not being home for Mother's Day the whole weekend.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. Especially when you're just going for seven people to go to a fucking shitty campground. Like, can any 18-year-olds camp? No. They all suck at camping. Any of these fucking idiots can really make a fire? No. They all suck at it.
They're fucking drinking beer the whole weekend.
So, and they're doing, like, bad high school drink.
I hate them.
So Boone drives motorcycles. He plays in the Rotting Corpse. It's only mentioned like one. So that's all. The band's called Boone. Guys.
Thanks.
Carly, just so you know, Carly has a pink phone.
Okay. Cool. Do we need to do more? Are we talking about Carly now?
Nope. Literally, all I got to know is she's got a
phone. That's all. Just her pink phone.
Right? Isn't that important that she's got a pink phone?
Yeah. I mean, I think what Matt said earlier was very true. She's basically Carrie, but without any superpowers. Because we already did that. We already did Carrie versus Jason in Friday the 13th, part 6.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So telekinetic powers. She can't have telekinesis.
But would you say this is important?
Pink phone's about the most important part about her.
Okay, cool. Just so you know, these are the characters with here, these deep, in-depth characters.
Monique has a mom. Carly does have a mom.
Monique is French. Just reminding you that Monique is French. If you forgot, she's French.
Okay.
You guys good on that one?
Total, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I could add a little more if you want.
I don't really want, but what would you say about Monique? What would you say?
She's spoiled.
Sure, but she's also French.
But that goes back into French.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does being hot, is that part of being French?
No, because if you're a girl in this world, you're hot. So that's already a given, right?
Do you think the dude who got shot in the face, the like hunter's friend that got shot in the face,
yeah,
was his wife hot?
No, and I'm going to tell you why. I actually have reason behind that. Why I can tell you she's not hot
is because she's an adult. She's an adult woman.
Yes, but I also have other reasons.
Okay. Also, what's her name's mom? Carly's mom. Is she hot?
No.
Oh, no, okay. I totally see Margaret White, you know, very churchy, preachy. You can't do anything. You can't go out and have fun.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Two things about Paul Sexton. One, Paul Sexton. Two,
Paul Sexton fucks.
He fucks. I liked it. Like,
that guy fucks
seven times in this book. The narrator's like, He's thinking Carly's brain. It's like, it was Paul Sexton. Paul Sexton. Like, his name always came like twice. So that's all I think about.
The slasher movie guy. I don't know why my brain went by. No. The slasher librarian does a really great job actually of reading those parts with the right inflection.
Yeah.
He's like, Paul Sexton. Paul Sexton. Sexton. Like, there is no accident that he's reading Sexton with Sexton. Sexton.
And I like also, too, that if you weren't smart enough to pick up the suggestion that, like,
Paul has a ton of sex.
He's like, Paul's last name was very fitting. Like, there are these moments in the narration that make me laugh. Like, the part, one that will stick out in my head is the line, "The Rock's only purpose in life was to trip the hunter." That, in the first, like, three pages, "The Rock's only purpose in life was, I'm fucking Rock. What's my,
I'm Rock. You know, I've been here for millions of years. I'm just fucking waiting for this hunter.
Here, trip this bitch.
Hunter. Here he comes. Oh, my God, he stepped over me.
Gotta trip this bitch.
He fucking stepped over me.
He fucking stepped over me. Oh, fuck.
Stepped over me. I'd kill myself, but I'm a fucking rock.
Can't do it. I can't fucking figure it out. Guys, just so you know, that Kyle, he is a hippie, and he's also far out.
He's so far out, bro. He loves to meditate.
I like the very first time you meet him. Do you guys remember the first time you meet him?
No, I don't, because they were pointless characters.
Wolf, do you remember the first time he gets met?
It was with the girl, because they're never apart from each other. So it was always Kyle and Susie or whatever the fuck her name was.
Yeah, and then he's sitting there, like meditating. And Carly, or Albert or Carly goes, "Oh, is he dead?" Like, I was dying. I was walking back from the grocery store listening to this, and I was fucking dying so hard I was crying. Bitch, it's just that they drive up and they see him outside meditating, and dude, is he dead?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
No, is this guy fucking dead?
Fucking dead? Shit.
Suzanne?
She's Kyle's girlfriend.
She is.
That's it.
That's
it.
Guys,
she doesn't like to jog.
She hates jogging. But guys, the most important thing, she's in English class. Do you remember that? There's the weird moment where weird forced moment where this shit really stuck in my head and I couldn't tell you why. The forced moment where Carly meets her for the first time and gives her a hug and says, "I just saw you an hour ago in English class." Like, who fucking says that other than, and then when she hugs her, Suzanne goes, "Hugs are very affirming."
Yeah. I know. Fucking idiot. They are.
Like, what the fuck? I just saw you an hour ago in English class. Like, you couldn't have been like, "Hey, what's up, Suzanne? I'm glad you're coming." No, that's what you say. I should have looked at both you guys today and been like, "Thought I just saw you guys this weekend."
Yeah.
The Wolf, I just saw you this weekend.
Saturday.
Dude, Bob, I just saw you on Saturday.
Holy shit.
Oh, Suzanne, I just saw you in English class. The fucking worst dialogue you could possibly write.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you could have easily said, "Harley noticed Suzanne, one of the other girls that shared her English class. Hi." Oh, by the way, just so you guys know, my man Albert.
Yeah.
Check him out.
He likes Jurassic Park.
Book's going to remind you.
He's fat. Albert's fat. We're going to tell you a lot about how Albert's fat.
Albert's fat. That's all the book. He's fat. He's fat. He's fat, 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 fatty, fat, 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 fat. Obviously, we're not body shaming here in the Quarantine Book Club, but Eric Morse certainly doesn't have those fucking values. And he's going to tell you in every goddamn paragraph that if Albert is not sweaty, that he's goddamn fat.
Oh, my God. God, I can't with these characters too.
No, because they're all this super surface level bull. Like, you expect them all to die. There is absolutely no intent to grow these characters. And just so we need to remember to, like, I wanted to make sure we add this. Gotta remember how they all die. So
okay.
Like Albert is fucking gutted like a fit. Right? Well, he's a fat guy, so you gotta gut him. Gotta uh-huh. just spill his guts.
Spills out, yep.
Monique, yep. I remember. Didn't she just get stabbed like 17 times and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep.
Boone gets shot in the face. That was fucking great. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that fucking made me. I was like, cool.
Shotgun to the face.
Yep. No, totally. totally.
Kyle and Suzanne die in the most fucking mundane way. Just like they lived. They get their fucking throats slit. Who cares?
And yeah. The scream at that point was terrible.
Oh my God. Right? Holy shit. Oh my God.
And then Paul gets Jesus to it.
Jesus to a tree.
Like pinned to a tree, doesn't he? You remember? I remember. There's a lot of dying.
Yeah, but there's so, oh my God. There's so many of them.
Like
not great. Not great.
No, I mean, but like, and they're not nearly as creative as like a death I would expect. I don't know if you guys were thinking that too. They were very brutal deaths, but they sort of weren't the deaths that I would expect from a Friday the 13th thing.
Uh huh.
They were very mundane in that regard. There
wasn't a lot in them.
Yeah. And they were circumstantial. It's like, oh, they're running. Okay, we'll kill them. It wasn't like, there is a certain, would you say there's a certain creativity in like, horror movie deaths and people die that is indicative sometimes the way that they
live. I think usually if you're looking for like a poetic justice level and you're a good horror writer as far as slasher fiction goes, then yeah, I mean there should be a poetic justice in it, but let's face it, that's not happening here.
Yeah,
and it's not happening in a lot of Friday the 13th movies. Maybe one of the most poetic deaths in all of Friday the 13th is in Friday the 13th part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Is it in Jason X where Jason gets fucking vaulted out of the, he gets airlocked? Oh, right, wrong movie, okay.
No.
Jason goes to space, right?
No, in part 8, a dude tries to box Jason. Dude's a boxer.
Yes, I remember the boxer.
That. And he tries to bare knuckle box Jason. And what is he doing? He's punching him in the fucking mask, in a plastic mask. And then Jason just looks at him and goes, hey, guess what? And just punches his fucking head off.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what are you thinking? Jump off that goddamn roof. Don't even. And like
there's
at the same time, at least it's poetic justice. The dude, like, He tries to fight bare knuckle.
Julius,
he does what he's
prop,
good at.
Prop says Julius.
That's it. There you go, Prop. Thank you.
Julius. Hey,
oh,
Prop.
Oh, my God. Also, doesn't everybody else see it? And they're like, no!
Well, that's the thing that killed me in this. There's no real poetic justice, right? Like, mm-hmm. other than Albert, who, because he is a big fat guy, it's like, well, fittingly, he's going to get sliced across the belly. But, like, Paul, he's like, okay, if I'm going to kill Paul as Jason, I'm gonna fucking slice this guy's hands and feet off and make him do like blood push-ups or some
yeah,
shit until he dies.
Or like make right? him. Or like if you're since we're not dealing with like adjacent, just a normal Jason here, fucking drive a truck behind him and like trap so he has to run.
Yeah. Running, yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. Or like tie his hands to the back of the truck.
Yeah.
You make him run behind the truck, like, and then when he can't run anymore, like, you drag him to death.
Like Kyle and Suzanne, like they're meditating. I think when he kills them, like,
yeah.
What fucking, if he like. They meditated and he kept them in their mind. Or maybe just made him suck on a fucking pipe of their Volkswagen bug.
They're sitting back to back. What would have really been cool, awesome,
to stab right through them.
Yep. Or or
with their weed, stab through them with a joint.
Take a wire and wrap it around their neck and just keep pulling it till it gets tighter and tighter, dude. But both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
Come on, be
and then smoke them.
Yeah, it's fucking smoke.
Because they're going to make you meditate.
Oh my god, there's nothing worse than that. My fucking psychiatrist told me I had to meditate, man.
Dude, you gotta. That's cool. No, meditation's really actually really helpful. Like, you could do that. I could.
He was like, he's gave me some breathing exercises.
Yes,
look, guys, I went to therapy today for the first time
good
ever.
Good for you.
No, and he told me I need to do some breathing exercises.
Good for you.
I know this is completely outside.
No, go for it because the story sucks, so it's fine.
I also, since it's anxiety and I have anxiety like with making phone calls and things like that, I have to be the one in the house that calls every time we take takeout now until my next appointment.
Really great. Actually, that's really fucking great, honestly.
Yeah, he gave me homework, and I'm like, bro, come on. Am I not paying you, and you're giving me homework? What, is this, like, college again?
He's like, yeah, dude. And here's the best part. He doesn't need to grade you.
No, no.
What a fucker, right?
He goes, good fucking job.
And you can even lie. You can cheat on that shit.
I did it. I'll get everything out of it that I need by lying.
I did it. Like... couldn't
I need therapy after this book though?
Couldn't Jason or couldn't
and you want to do the next one?
Yeah, I do. That's why I need therapy, because there's something wrong with me.
Couldn't Jason's mom in Travers' body have ripped off Monique's lips? Like, or I don't know. Like, why'd you just have to stab her? Like, there's a lack of creativity.
No,
and
definitely.
That did disappoint me quite a bit, because I was sort of, as I was going through and I began reading, I was like, oh, yo, Boone, Jason is going to do like a hot fucking like back wheel skid on Boone's face with his fucking motorcycle or shred him in half by like lifting the motorcycle up and putting that bitch into fifth gear and just like and like ripping him down the center with it.
Yeah.
But instead he's fucking Travers, a.k.a. Jason's mom, possessing his body in a Jason mask.
You know, I said earlier that I was like, this guy's not fucking around because he's got a shotgun, but also at the same time I was kind of maybe disappointed that he had a shotgun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was great that he was like, shot him right in the fucking face, but
it's the whole Harrison Ford Star Wars, you know, he's got diarrhea, so he just shoots.
What's Moose, what was your favorite kill in the book?
It's probably going to be the shotgun one, because that's the most memorable one. The other ones were just kind of like, they all just kind of glossed over, and it was like, boom, 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 boom. There was no like processing. Oh, this person died this way. Okay, wait a minute. You know, a few pages later, this person died. No, it's just like, boom, 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 boom. And it didn't really take much time to get through all five characters that were in there.
Yeah.
Can you, Moose, can you, since I interrupted you in telling the story of the book, can you tell us what happens when Albert breaks into the gas station attendant's house?
Fucking Albert. Fucking Albert. You fucking idiot.
Albert, a.k.a. Shelley.
Shelley, yeah. Walks in on, what is it, the death scene of the guy. I guess he has his mother there, and it's a whole psycho talking to mom, dead body corpse there.
Ned Vickers, or whatever the fuck his name is. I can't remember. Like, this is going to become a thing for me, is that, like, I remember some people's names, but then there's other names I never fucking remember. Like,
also,
Travers.
Is this character a Friday the 13th, like, staple? Or is he... You know what I mean? Like, I've got to look now. I'm going to look it up real quick, because I need to know if this character is like Ed. Is it Ed Bernard?
The character? No.
Yeah.
It's Ned. Ned.
Ned Varner.
Ned Varner.
Ned Varner. Okay. Hold on. Nope. He is only in this book.
But I would say that he is a staple in horror in general, his archetype, and I want to like add some thoughts about that.
Okay.
That I want to bring forward later, but I want to hear Moose talk about the moment Albert breaks in his fucking house.
Oh, because
it's so ridiculous. It's so out of fucking left field.
I don't even, you know, I listened to it while I was working today, and it just, when I hear it, it was just like, in one ear and out the other. So I can't even tell you exactly what happened. I just know that, you know, when I hear that they're talking to the dead mom at the dinner table or whatever it was just like, okay, we're, you know, left Friday the 13th and we're moved on to something completely different here now. And that's about all I remember at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It was,
dead mom. He's taking care of his dead mom.
Yeah.
Is this because it's Mother's Day and we were running on a theme here? Like, because is Camp Crystal like this thing where people are weirdly like have a weird mom-son connection?
I was thinking that. Like, that's actually did come out of left field, right?
Yeah, there is weird. It was just like out of like. Okay, now we're
and you're like, oh, this guy's cool. He's and then oh, nice. Oh, fucking oh, weird
he's
killer
taking care of his dead mom.
Yeah, like he's, there's another killer on in Camp Crystal Lake.
So I get the feeling that it's sort of like a like that Camp Crystal Lake is obvious. There is like a like I wouldn't be surprised, Bob, if later on in the series, like they actually explain that.
Well, we'll find out. I'll let you know when I find it.
Because yeah, there is this like there is this more demonic quality to. And they are, they accept the weirdness and the supernatural with just, like, including taking care of their dead mothers or like sons protecting mothers because mothers protected. And also like maybe that's one of those reasons that Harley survives. She has to get back to her mom. She specifically says that at the beginning.
Yeah, Albert wanted his mom.
Yeah, but Albert was fat, so therefore Albert was fat, so that was fine to kill him. Because that's if we follow movie logic, because he's fat, he's dead.
How far do you think he had to walk to the gas station?
At least 600 meters.
Gotcha. I was just wondering because I figured like it was a lot, and I know he's very upset about the fact that he had to run back to camp.
And Paul's just like, fuck it. I'm going to go for a run.
I'm going to go for a fucking run around the lake. Who wants to? Carly, do you want to join me? You know what even really sucks more? Is
I think
the
he's
going to
jump over some like, zombies and throw rocks.
I think. And fucking Yetis or whatever the fuck is in that game. Carly and him are like, they're like, well, I guess we're going to have a fucking race now, right? And like,
but you gotta know
shits
that,
the bed.
Yeah, but you got to know that Carly can do it. At the same time, like Albert wouldn't be able to run or flee or be, like in any kind of like presence, but Paul dies, so she's like the remainder. She's like,
but she fucking loses to Paul so
like
bad,
the median.
And he humiliates her,
yeah.
And like, that's not, I don't,
but he's Paul that. Sexton, Paul Sexton, and he fucks.
That's fine. But what would have been more compelling is if they fucking run and he gains some type of fucking respect for her or, and then he dies.
Maybe she trips him or maybe the rock whose whole purpose in life is to trip people there, right? I would love to see this fucking idiot take a scraper across his fucking jawline and for her to be like, piss on you, fucking Paul Sexton. Me and Boone, we're going to have consensual sex.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like, you know, it'd be really cool. You know, it'd be fucking really fitting is if, oh, they're running. Paul's like, I'm fucking Paul Sexton. And then they're running and she gets ahead of him and she's like, holy shit. And then it turns out that Paul Sexton is just fucking with her and he starts to pick up the pace. But then the fucking killer trips him and she's just gone and she doesn't even fucking realize it and thinks she's blown him away in the dust and he gets fucking killed. By like, because he's a prick.
And he's fucking later, they find him hanging by his fucking Adidas shoelaces.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah. Like, let's rewrite
God,
this
why does
bitch.
He rub, why does he rub some fucking coconut oil
yes,
all over his
exactly.
body?
Some of his, like, some of his anti-nip aggravation stuff.
Oh, yeah. Astroglide.
Astroglide.
Right?
I was thinking about something, and I wanted to ask you guys your.
So, yeah.
Wolf, before the podcast today, we were talking about you and I were talking before Bob got in here about like the reference. Would mention what else this reference is. Back over.
Yeah, I mean, it started out of got the real heavy feel of Carrie between you know the mother and Carly or whatever her name was, and then it you know morphed into Psycho with the whole dead mother thing in the kitchen. And then when we got to the talking head of, you know, Jason's mom, I got, oh, hey, let's throw in a little bit of Evil Dead here, you know, with Linda running around with her head cut off.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, it just kind of then briefly was like, oh, wait a minute. We're still reading a Friday the 13th, Jason book here. So let's throw in the mask issue. And, but yeah, it was just strange all around.
It really is. And I'm so like, what the fuck, man?
It weirdly enough, as I was reading, I thought about like American Gothic tradition, and it really does actually link into a lot of that. You know, like the fact that I always say hillbillies really interest me. Because they're always present, and I'm always like, oh god, I hate the hillbilly character, right?
Yeah.
But also the hillbilly character has to be there, the hillbilly presence, because you always have to have that other. You always have to have the characters who are displaced from chaos. And in America, like, hillbillies are fucking chaos. Hillbillies are the unknown. Hillbillies are the fuckers who will tobacco. They'll have a totally normal home life. They'll fuck a goat. And then, but you're like, that's the hillbilly life. Right? Like, it's just weird enough. It's normal enough to be acceptable, but it's all.
Like Deliverance and Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it, man.
And
I hate hillbillies so much. But it's the worst. They're the fucking worst.
So
if there's a hillbilly listening to this right now, hillbilly, let me tell you something.
Hey, hillbilly.
I fucking hate you.
Okay? I don't like hillbillies.
You creep me out. You creep me out. You're gross. I don't like looking at you. I don't like hearing your fucking accent. You sound disgusting. You make me want to throw up when I think about you. All right, hillbillies. So unless you got your carrying a fucking unless your name is Hillbilly Jim and you're a goddamn wrestler, get out of my life. Get out of my world. You're the worst part of America.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But that's
I don't fucking like hillbillies, man. I fucking hate them.
I hear you. I ain't saying no because I agree. But like, I'm thinking back to like, if you go back far enough in the Gothic tradition, there's always that frontier of people that were feared, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's always the solid, unchaotic white presence. And then there was, like you look back even in the 1700s, one of the authors I think about is Charles Brockden Brown. And for him, it was all, like, what's over the next hill? Oh, Native Americans, they're scary. But that was, like, the original Gothic, was being afraid of things that are not like you and don't understand, that you can't predict.
Fear of the other,
right? And that wraps in the difference between the English Gothic and the American Gothic. Big difference there is, for one, in the English Gothic, it's all like castles, catacombs, whereas in the American Gothic, because we don't have those, it's all like caves or just the undiscovered woods and natural areas, like Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
But also, like, you have in the English Gothic, you have horror, and horror is based on the repulsion of the repulsion we experience based on physical horror. So bodies being torn open, guts being torn out, like physical revulsion. Whereas while physical revulsion is a presence in American Gothic and horror, it's more about terror. It's more about, I'm afraid of the thing that I either know is coming or that I've never seen. It's all fucking up here. And in a way, like, that was all over this book too.
Yeah.
Sure, the characters die in terrible ways, but that's not the focal point. That's not why it's supposed to be scary. It's scary because they don't know what's coming after them and identify it. It doesn't have a face like Dracula. It's not a creature like Frankenstein's monster. It is this unknown presence taking over a human body.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it, like, with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? You see it in trying to think of other, like, American, like, horror stuff, or like the yellow wallpaper, like the creature, the terror within, the werewolves, the terror within, right? So, like, in a weird way, I was reading this from that English perspective, and I was like, there's actually a lot of the American Gothic in this fucking book. It might suck ass, but it's there, and it is part of this long-standing tradition, and it does not break that tradition. And I actually appreciated it for that. Just seeing how much we see horror movies like Friday the 13th as an extension of that tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked.
And you're right, and that's cool. And it's also an important thing to realize as far as what the that these movies have created their own sort of, like, subculture of, like, quote, literature. I say literature, but I don't mean literature. I mean, like, in entertainment as a whole, their own mythos.
Yes.
That they've taken the boogeyman stories and they've given them a face and a name, and they've gone so far as to create their own subculture of, like, you know, horror conventions and things like that. Like, if we didn't have slasher films, we wouldn't have that level of popularity that a lot of these horror films have. They put a face on a thing and make it marketable. And unfortunately, like, marketability is what drives popularity.
Absolutely. And there's also like a like, we know also, like, reading this, there's rules. There's rules. There's hard set, like, diegetic rules that are going to lead the way this whole story works. And I'm not really going to be surprised, and that's a good thing.
No, and that's actually a great point, is that there's no surprise in reading this book. You know everyone that's going to die, except maybe, like, you think maybe Boone might make it out. But other than that, you know everybody's dead meat. And
I knew it was going to be the girl, only because every single Jason ends with the girl. And they're the only ones that are left surviving. So I was like, exactly. Okay.
And I meant, like, in aside from Carly, like,
right, yeah.
Boone might also make it out. And so it's always, but also that in itself, that letting you think that that extra character might make it out is also a trope too, where it's like, oh man, we made it. And then I'm looking at the thing going, oh no, there's still like 20 minutes left. This dude's fucking dead meat.
There, and I, like, it is that, you know, we were talking last week, talking about, we were talking a little bit about Evil Dead. Evil Dead Splatathon coming to you October 17th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit, we haven't talked about that at all tonight. Because we're so fucking fried.
That there is that persistence of that idea of, like, oh, here's the character that we survive, but it's actually the character that's in the shadow that it survive. And I wonder if there is this, if these stories sort of produce Carly, because I think she's next story, if I remember. Like, if they begin developing Carly as sort of a...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. God damn it, man. Why'd you make me want to even go to the next fucking...
Like,
why did you...
Because you fucking said it. That, like, Carly is sort of becomes, like, the... I'm maybe lacking a name because it's been a long fucking time. Like, the Nancy, where, like, Nancy...
Yeah.
In Friday the 13th... And I'm in Freddy was... Or Nightmare on Elm Street. That, like, she goes from being just Nancy to... sort of like a fucking badass, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, it takes... There's also, like, they do a lot of weird shit with Nancy where, like, in some, like...
Isn't she in, like,
canon, she's dead, but then she's not. And then, like, it's Heather Langenkamp because we're talking about, you know, like, the Nightmare on Elm Street series, I'm way less knowledgeable about it than I am the Friday the 13th series. I mean, I've seen them all, but I remember a lot less about that fucking miasma of garbage.
It always comes down to it too, that it seems like these things, there's never... What would you guys say, breaking outside of the books, what would you say is the most perfect horror series, guys? Like, if you were to pick one specific series, you're like, you know what, that's it, that's the perfect horror series, which one would you pick?
Man, that's a hard one, because, like, I have favorite ones, but I don't know if favorite is the same as perfect.
What's your favorite?
My favorite's Evil Dead. If you're gonna count that as horror.
Yeah.
If not, then Friday the 13th is actually my, like, favorite horror series. I don't know that there's a perfect series, because I think they all get fucked by the time you get to the later ones.
They all shit the bed.
Yeah, eventually they just run out of ideas or regurgitate stuff that's already been done. I personally like the more psychological ones, like Saw and stuff like that, where that shit really could happen.
Dude, Saw was fucking groundbreaking when I saw it, as far as like a film that I to this day still can sit down and watch Saw and be like, yo, this movie's impressing the shit out of me for what it's doing.
Absolutely.
But I think any of these were like that too. Like, Friday the 13th, the first one, is like that. Nightmare on Elm Street's, you know, like a fucking Wes Craven masterpiece. There's, you know, Halloween is like the movie that, it may not be the first slasher movie, but it's the movie that made it popular. And Halloween 1 and 2, like, you could sit down and watch both those back to back because they take place, you know, right after the other, and be like, okay, I've watched a complete movie series. Like, you can take those two and count that as a series, and maybe that's like your perfect horror series. It's just Halloween 1 and 2. I don't actually think that I saw the new one, the 2018 sequel, which, like, cut everything out after 1 or 2. I forget which one it cuts out. Like, it's maybe 2.
Wait, is this, it just said this Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween 2018, they retcon everything all the way back to 2.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they brought her back for that one.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I always,
which they've killed her off like three
several
times.
Yeah, I always remember the commercials for Halloween H2. Like, like you'd see like a flash of something, H2O, and then you'd see something, H2O. Like, it was the worst fucking, like, why would you call it H? It was because it was like the 20th anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think it was also, might have been 2020, I don't remember.
In the
I mean, 2000, I mean, it might have been 2000.
Maybe 2000.
H2O.
Yeah, Y2K, H2O. don't worry about it. Then there's Halloween Resurrection. Those two movies like melt together for me. Resurrection and H2O, because they were like right after each other.
Yes.
I don't know which is first. I know that one of them is a, it's kind of like Twitch. They're like, hey, we're going to do Blair Witch, but Twitch, but with like, it's like a live stream event where they go into the Strode house or not the Strode house.
I don't even remember that.
The Myers house. Dude, that's the one where Busta Rhymes fights him. Man, but we can talk about we'll talk about Halloween later this month. Okay.
So what do you guys got? So let's give a final. So I was thinking about creating a seasonal graph here.
Okay.
Bob, this is a question for you, but Wolf, I think I'm in on that.
Okay.
What would you guys say is the worst book we've read here?
I'm gonna say the Doom ones.
Yeah, man. You know what? I'm pressed. I'm pressed between the Doom books and Ghostbusters. Because fucking Ghostbusters was
Ghostbusters hard. To me was more damaging because it makes me dislike the Ghostbusters.
It
whereas
made
I still
me
love
hate Ghostbusters.
I still love Doom, right?
Yeah.
So wait,
can you give us a list? Do you have a listing of what they are?
I can, but I think we're fine. Ghostbusters, Doom.
No, man, it's fucking Tom Stranger.
You know what though? Okay. But Tom Stranger's just. But would you say, okay, on a level, because so my thought is I want to get the worst. The worst is like.
Okay. I mean, there's a level of hatred versus worseness.
Right. And
saying,
I think like Tom Stranger doesn't even rank. It's somewhere that
you're talking about a bad, if you're talking about a bad book.
Yeah.
As opposed to a thing I hated, Doom is a worse book than Ghostbusters.
Yes. Okay. But yes.
I hated Ghostbusters more than Doom.
Okay. Okay. What should we say is the best?
Oh, man. The fucking. Either Splinter of the Mind's Eye or that fucking William Shatner book, maybe.
Really? I thought you were going to say the 40K book.
Oh, I fucking forgot about that. Sorry. Bro, we've read so many books so far. Like, this is like the 13th or 11th book we've read.
Because what I want to do is I sort of begin putting them like on a graph where it's like finding the place where they belong.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the kids' book, so yeah.
So where would you put this one in there? Where would you say this book belongs on like a single line like that?
This is about like the third best book that I think we've read, and I know it's not great, but I didn't at any point feel ashamed or hate listening to it.
There wasn't anything that was despisable. You know, it's like, okay, it's you expect it, you know it, and you know
it's not my metric. We Hate Movies uses it when they're talking about cartoons that they watch. I didn't feel embarrassed listening to it. And some of these things I feel embarrassed listening to.
I understand. I can totally get that. And actually there were times that I found myself extending. So I was listening to a lot of this, taking walks in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I actually extended my walks a few times to get to the end of a chapter, which to me is a pretty good indication of something. Like, look, there was never anything deeply problematic in this book. It was a shitty 80s story told in the 90s. But there was no real, like, sure, there was objectification of young women, but it also wasn't overt the way I've seen it in other shitty books. Mm-hmm. Like the way Ghostbusters did it.
Right.
Where it was like, okay, they're teenagers, they're going to objectify each other a little bit, but the girls are going to establish, you know, the girls are going to establish their own boundaries. Right. Yeah. California Fade, that was your talk, because this one came out right after Jason Goes to Hell. And so it like uses a lot of those tropes that are present in Jason Goes to Hell. And I was trying to figure out too, like, does it take place in 94 or does it take place in the 80s?
I think it takes place in 94. I don't think there's enough.
Yeah.
There's not enough retro understanding at that point to be like, hey, we're going to be clever and set this in the 80s. I think if we were writing one now, we're setting it in the 80s.
You know what?
In the 90s, we're not.
I'm a dumb fuck. Albert, who, just so you guys know, Albert's fat. That's what they said.
Mentions Jurassic Park too, which was
mentions Jurassic Park. You're right. And yeah. That fell out of my head. So this is 93, 94.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say like it was the worst thing. Like Eric Moore sucks.
I mean, it's still a turd. Like it's still not like you're not, I'm not fucking putting it up there for,
it's not the 100 greatest novels of the world.
Yeah, it's not winning a fucking Peabody. It's not, you know,
it's no Hugo Award winning
Nobel Prize. Yeah.
I still fight Larry Correa more than I would fight Eric Moore.
Well, Eric Moore is just a sad man living in a hoarder's basement.
Yeah.
Guys living in a hoard. Guys.
Mm-hmm. And he's the hoarder. Mm-hmm. He was so excited that this fucking dude, the slash librarian asked him to like do an intro because that guy, no, it's clear that that guy's not writing books anymore. He's not.
Is he even still alive or is he buried under all that trash?
Oh my God, he might be.
No, he is still alive. I was doing enough research on him to know because otherwise I was going to light a candle for him.
How old is he?
Probably in his 90s. I don't remember. You want me to find out?
Sure, sure.
Find out. In the meantime, tell us what's...
Okay. Hey, coming out this Saturday again, we're doing another episode of the Evil Dead Splatathon. So I'll be there. VO will be there. Moose will be there. You may not see his face, but he'll be there. You'll see his other face.
Yeah.
And
the one on the wall here.
Yeah. There. Moose, tell me about like what did you think about the experience this weekend? Like listening to most of it. That's can you see anything from back there?
I tried to peek through the cracks in the wall, but I couldn't see anything. And I was trying to watch on Twitch too when I had a chance, but of course it was delayed, so it made it difficult to kind of comprehend what was going on. But
can I just pause there really quick, Moose? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I went to Eric Morse's website.
Bastard.
He's got music. He's got a fucking MIDI. Can you guys just listen to that really quick?
I'm gonna listen to this.
He's got a fucking MIDI playing, and I can't make it stop.
Wow, man.
Can I really quick show you guys before you finish talking?
I need to see this. No, I need to see this. Come on, man. Like... Don't fucking tease me with this. I gotta know. Come on.
Look at him.
Oh, man, dude.
Gotta go to ericmorse.com. Jason's purse.
I love this fucking hot angel fire
dude,
layout.
Guys, MySpace.
MySpace, oh,
look,
yes.
Look, will you notice the song has all just, like, I think those are Japanese words.
Wow.
Dude, what's his Twitter look like?
Dude, are you gonna fucking follow his Twitter? Oh, man, this is not good, Rance. This is not good.
Follow.
Are there Amazon reviews for this book?
Great question. Not sure. No. Dude, he's got 300. Dude, I've almost got as many followers as he does.
I think he follows more than you do, though.
And I gotta follow him. California Spade said it was a decent reminder of the beginning of the franchise. I still kind of feel like he tossed every trope into it and ended up getting picked by a publisher. Total Infinity, the 13th World. So California Spade, did you read it? Like Derek Booster's song. Did you read this? If so, I think you, other than Wolf, may be the first person to read the book with us, unless you read it before us. I'm so curious now. If so, you become my favorite person.
mine too. Mine like, too.
He's got a podcast.
Oh my God, can we be on his podcast?
No, but I gotta get him on. Dude, check out the wolf pack!
Wait, what?
Dude,
what?
Check out the fucking wolf pack, dude!
What the fuck? Oh my God, I'm gonna listen to this. I'm gonna listen to this tomorrow. I'm listening to this tomorrow.
The horror sex symbol Highland and ladder punk William Batson. Dude, he's got a fucking podcast, dude.
I love it. What I'm a real big fan of is these tattoos that are the actual symbols for the podcast. Episodes.
It's so cute. I just want to hug this guy. His web design skills are fucking massive.
Don't hug him. It's gonna smell bad,
dude.
Bro.
It's great. Like you got a young Will Wheaton right here, right? Got young Will Wheaton. You got the guy, you got Bud Dwyer right here, and you got
Oh my fucking God, really?
Bud Dwyer, wow. Will Wheaton, and this fucking guy is basically Ready Player One.
Ernest Klein?
Ernest Klein.
Mm-hmm. Bro, no, don't go down this fucking rabbit hole, man. You'll never escape. This is the whole point. You realize this is cursed, right?
Got 369 episodes.
It
is. You think I'll get
site.
That tattoo if, like, I listen to this too much?
Yeah, your brain will melt. You'll start hoarding things in your basement. You'll put on hockey masks and go, no.
California Fortune Faded, can you please listen to this with me, please?
I'm going to listen to the podcast.
Dude, I got
to,
too. I got to go down. But see, here's the thing is I want to find out where he's talking about, like, how he is the real author and David Fox or whatever it is not. He's a fucking, I got
to. We may have to follow. We may have to do a podcast about his podcast.
Can I do a podcast with him? I just want to ask him, what's all that shit in your basement?
We should ask him. We should ask him to be on our podcast and then just be fucking, like, relentless.
But I feel like I got to be kind to him and be like, look, buddy, the last time we ever had a podcast, the last time we had one, we sort of talked some shit about you. So I need you to run it straight for me. Can you show me your basement?
Yeah, what's with your basement? If you can, like, show us that, like, you cleaned that shit up.
Right.
Then you can be on the show. But here's the thing. You've got to clean up your basement first.
Friend. Right. Or
this is an intervention.
I love cleaning. Invite me over to help you do that. We'll fight, but then I'll clean up your basement with you. I had to do it with my dead dad, so that's fine. I'm still doing it with my dead dad.
Fought him and cleaned his basement.
It confirmed. Did fight.
Talked to my therapist about that today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my therapist told me it was okay. I could stop defending my dad. It was fine.
Hey, that's awesome.
He was like, look. He could be a great guy and still be an asshole, okay? And, like, if he's an asshole, just say he was an asshole. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so fucking deep.
Mate, I'm learning.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
I love those buzzies.
He did. Oh, they got buzzies. Dad's going to love them. Wolf, I'm so sorry to have interrupted you talking about the experience this weekend. I saw this. I had to stop it all. So now we're back.
I lost my fucking mind watching it. Jesus Christ.
Now we're back.
I just looked it up on Amazon. It's got 4 stars with 12 ratings.
Is that good? That's pretty good, right? Wait.
I mean,
on Amazon,
4 out of 5.
For a podcast?
Yeah.
No, the Mother's Day book.
Okay.
Because I was like, Amazon podcasting just started. Like, we just got on there like 2 weeks ago because we were out of the gate when Amazon started podcasts. So I was like, what? But oh, the book? Cool. Moose, like, what other takeaways did you have from the Splatathon this past weekend?
I mean, it sounded like it was a great time. I wish I could have seen it, but
I shove you behind a wall every time.
That's
we do
okay.
Thing, and I feel like a fucking shit friend for it.
Well, my arm actually, like, I was felt this like bruise on. I was like, what the hell did I do to my arm? And then I was like, oh, I had my hand in a hole for, you know, 2 hours.
So that will
do
it.
You're allowed to take a break too, Matt. You're allowed to just fucking take a break. Guess what? This moose is not talking for 5 minutes. I'm going to go to sleep. You can literally just go like, I'm going to go to sleep. And then like come out in the outfit. I think I have some stuff for you in the outfit this weekend, by the
okay.
way.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
As a body.
I'll
as
detach.
A moose body. Yeah. Oh man! So
well,
yeah,
we're looking forward to it. Yeah, December.
We got that going on this weekend,
October,
October 17th. Here on this channel on Twitch. If you're looking for that channel, it is twitch.tv/violenceobscene. If you want to check out my channel, it's twitch.tv/bobdesign. Moose, do you have a Twitch channel now? Have you started yet?
No, I didn't start anything yet. I can't even get myself up to work on my costume. So
I hear you, bro. Like, if you want to check out our website, check us out at www.thequarantinebookclub.com. Make sure you add the at the end, because, you know, otherwise you'll get that other really much better website than ours.
Yep.
Check us out on Instagram at The Quarantine Book Club Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Do we have a Twitter?
Notes. Yeah, oh. No, we just have our Twitters. And you know what? I don't want to start a Twitter. Because you know what? I can't handle it.
No, I know. I know, dude.
Can't handle it. Guys, thank you so much for watching. OJ, Mick Arcade, Gabe Moncayo, Anxious Salt Queens, Prof, Hala Fortune Faded. Thank you so much.
Before you go too far.
Yeah.
Next week's reading assignment.
What you got?
Okay, so here's the question.
What you got?
We're recording late. If we want to get back to it on Monday, I'm really into this young adults thing, but I think maybe we
can
should
you
like
clarify that
bit.
Statement, please.
Young adult books. I'm into this
Thank
young adult
you.
Books thing. Sorry. Not into young adults. I'm just into their books. I find that the books I enjoy the most seem to be young adult books when we're doing this podcast.
Absolutely.
What does that say about me?
No, I think think that's
I like it.
Yeah. And truth be told, I think young adults books jump at real fucking circumstances a little better than adults are fucking
So we have a choice of two things. One which I love, and maybe we'll come back to it because it's a little bit much. It's 4 hours worth of reading, listening. And the other one is a two-parter, which is about an hour and 45, not even an hour and 45 minutes, about an hour and 40 minutes worth. So I'm thinking that maybe we go with that. Okay. You guys, do like that way we're not, I mean, I don't want to like.
I want to listen to some Dresden Files this week. What I want to do.
Yes, so let's go with the shorter one.
Okay.
So we are going to listen to, again, since we're keeping the theme for this month, we're going to stick with the Slasher Librarian because it's free. And I don't mind listening to something for free. We are going to listen to Freddy Krueger's Seven Sweetest Dreams. Story number one, Asleep at the Wheel.
Cool. All
so
about
this
it.
Is a... This is apparently a book of short stories
about Freddy.
In the Nightmare on Elm Street universe. I'm gonna put the the link in chat.
Awesome.
So check it out on again, that's on the 80s Slasher Librarian, and that is Freddy Krueger's Seven Sweetest Dreams, Asleep at the Wheel. Parts one and two.
Awesome.
So it's split into two also. So it's like a lot easier to take, like keep track of if you like have to stop YouTube and go do something else. The other one that we'll come back to at some point is Freddy Krueger's Tales of Terror, Virtual Terror.
Virtual Terror.
Yeah, no, it sounded like really, really great. But so we're going to do Nightmare on Elm Street for next week.
Cool. Sounds good. Well,
all right.
I'm Rance.
I'm Bob.
I'm Moose.
Moose, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Quarantine Book Club. These books fucking suck.